Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive from WTTSFM.com.
Very nice. Very, very nice, guys.
Thank you, Paul.
Great to have you here. You guys are, it's more than the music's fantastic, but it's more than the music, isn't it? It's like a whole feeling, a whole vibe. How did this all this come together for Magic Giant?
Yeah, sure. So Zambrick and I had a hobby band like 5 years ago when we kind of similarly moved to LA. We didn't know each other.
Played a few gigs around town.
You know? Yeah. And then we were kind of on hiatus, and someone that had seen an early show called us and asked if we wanted to play a festival. And we were like, yeah, I was like, yes. He didn't know we weren't.
And then he called me up and said, hey, we're getting the band back together. So that was when we kind of like, all right, let's get real. It was our dream to play a festival. We had never done it before. And we had talked about it while we were playing like some club shows around Los Angeles, but it was amazing. So that kind of inspired us to really start, you know, to writing and getting really kind of like serious about
it. We needed a guitarist.
So Austin met Zhang at a show in Los Angeles, and he was actually playing bass. And he told me about him, and he's like, "Yeah, I met this guy playing bass." And we Googled him, we like Google stalked him, and and we found all these salsa videos of him dancing salsa like professionally, like all over the world.
Really?
And we were just really, you know, enamored and impressed by it because, you know, we both have our own kind of different vibes. I'm a little country, he's a little rock and roll or something, but salsa is like from a different universe to us. You know? So we just wanted to add that. Yeah, exactly. It's a different country. No, I mean, dude, look at your coat, man. You're doing good. That's what I'm saying. I can't wear that thing. So anyways.
So that's how we met Zhang.
That's cool. And so here you guys are. You've got all this positive energy, and you have a few causes that you really get behind, environmental and social issues. I mean, it's more than just the amazing music, isn't it? Magic Giant covers a lot of things. You try to raise social awareness of some things?
We try to do a small part. We were inspired because we recorded a lot of this album on the road in wilderness. We Zhang installed solar panels on the top of our bus and created a mobile solar powered recording studio. And so we decided, well, for every album we sell at live shows, we're partnering with One Tree Planted, and we're planting a tree. So if you come to a show, buy an album, we plant a tree.
We were talking about that a little bit before the show, that the trees that you're actually planting, one for every album sold here today and every time you sell an album.
At live shows, yeah. And it's just like, we can't necessarily, you know, change the world with our band tomorrow, but we can do something that's like right in front of us, you know? And it's about small, kind of meaningful incremental changes.
Little ripples.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's out in Colorado. The company, they plant in Colorado and in Vermont, but we're planting in Colorado because they clear cut trees in Colorado, like entire forests. Just so.
And the album is In the Wind. You can get that here today, if you like. Now,
only if you like.
I think you will.
Songs left, so hold on.
No. I know they're going to want to run over there and buy it right away. I know I am too. But do you start with the music, with the lyrics? How do the songs come together for you? What's your style of writing?
Well, it's always different. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, I'll start a song and bring it to these guys, and it's like, I wanna impress them with the song, so I try to make it kind of like as good as I can. To see like, and then other times, you know, Austin will have one. We actually have a few songs that started in dreams that we had. Yeah. The song Glass Heart, Austin, I had like a dream about the riff that he had. I had an entire song that I had a dream about that's on the record.
Sometimes you have songs and dreams, and then you can't remember them in the morning.
Sure, yeah. Keep a little pad by the bedside in case.
We like to say, you know, great songs aren't written; they're rewritten. So the entire process, as we're going, even after we've started playing them at shows and they're a part of the set, we still will rewrite them. We were rewriting lyrics as we were making the record, almost to the last.
This is a pull off the road for you because your next show is in Chicago. What, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
So we sure appreciate you coming by here.
Of course.
Let's welcome them once again to our Sun King Studio 92. Magic Giant.